You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky Rhett back with you. It is a Wednesday, but we are fired up. There's no middle of the week lull here. We are pumped about what we've got coming your way on today's episode, including looking at a defensive performance by the Dallas Cowboys that was eye-opening. What is it about that front that makes them so special? We'll jump into that, as well as we'll get into this Thursday night football matchup between the Vikings and the Eagles, which should be a good one. All right, well, one of the more dominating performances, you could make a case it was the most dominating performance week one, was the Cowboys defense and what they did to Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. You see right here, highest pressure percentage in a single game the last 5 years, and there are the Dallas Cowboys in the four hole with a 62.2 percentage of pressure. I mean, that is ridiculous. It's over 60% of the snaps they're getting pressure on the quarterback. Good luck playing offense when you're going up against that. Buck, when you look at this Cowboys group, you look at that front, you look at what they've done coaching-wise, personnel-wise, this looks like this could be a start of a pretty special season.
Yeah, pretty special season. And I'm going to say it starts with one player, and that's Michael Parsons. Elite defenses have one person that acts as the point on the sword. That's Michael Parsons. This is a guy that can play multiple spots along this front line. He can come from depth. He can line up on the edges. He can go and line up over the guard and just outwork and overpower a variety of different blockers utilizing various different moves. This is a special athlete. And what Dan Quinn has done is he's really unlocked a lot of the pass rush potential that flashed at Penn State when he was coming out. This dude is one of the best pass rushers, one of the best disruptors that we've seen in some time. And the Cowboys have built their defense around number 11, making play after play after play at the line of scrimmage.
You know, the other thing I feel like we've talked about for a while now, it's like, well, yeah, you got Parsons. Then on the other side, you got DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, who's been one of the best edge rushers in the game for a long time. But guys, it feels like Dorrance Armstrong has kind of become that number two dude for the Cowboys in terms of getting after the passer. I mean, another two sacks in this game. The former Kansas Jayhawk, you know, came into the league as a fourth round pick. I feel like it took a little bit of time to really start finding his stride. Man, last year absolutely exploded, and man, he's picking up right where he left off. Just a pressure machine, and he gets to the quarterback. He gets home, and that was fun to watch. So, you know, between him and Sam Williams and Odighizuwa in the interior, like, they could just come at you in waves from every different spot on the field. And, you know, whether you're bringing pressure, you know, an additional rusher from the second level, whether that's Micah Parsons or you're just lining them up front and you're bringing four, they are going to generate pressure one way or another. You know, obviously at this rate, I don't know that you can expect that each and every week, but man, that is going to be an absolute, you know, essentially extremely difficult scenario for opposing quarterbacks this season.
I went up there and watched them at camp, and I thought, okay, you know, everybody's talking about the offense. I'm like, this defense has got a chance to be special just with the speed. There's a different speed and tempo that they play with. They practice that way because they're coached that way by Dan Quinn. They have a lot of different pieces, but to Bucky's point, I go back to, you know, those like little videos that they always show up on the internet of like a laser pointer and a cat that's following the laser pointer everywhere that it goes. Like, that's Micah Parsons. Wherever he is, he draws so much attention. He still finds a way to win, even though he's getting all that attention. But when they loop him and move him inside, you'll see it. He's going to track two or three bodies. It frees up everybody else one-on-one. And when I watched it in the tape this morning, to me, Odighizuwa was the one who just jumped off the screen. I mean, he can rush inside. Yeah. He can rush outside. He has an unbelievable knack for getting skinny and just slipping blocks. He can close and finish. You know, Rhett, you talked about Dorrance Armstrong and what he brings to the table as well. They have guys that can do a lot of different things. They have different pitches. Sam Williams is their fastball pitcher. He can just win right off the snap. So now, I don't think this is a fluky one-week thing. I mean, they've got I believe they have the Jets next week. So that'll be a fascinating one. That's not an easy one coming off of Zach Wilson having to fill in for Aaron Rodgers against the Bills. And now you got to go face the Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons and company. Buck, when you looked at them and you look at the Eagles, obviously different opponents, the Patriots gave the Eagles a much better game. Where do you stack these guys up one weekend with the Eagles and the Cowboys?
You know, the Cowboys are right there. In fact, I'll say the Cowboys are over them based on Dak Prescott's record against the team. And then when I look at the defense, just the way that the Cowboys are turning the ball over, this would be the second year in a row that they have been able to just knock the ball loose, whether it's scooping scores, picking off passes, taking pick sixes, blocking field goals and PATs. The Cowboys can do it in a variety of ways. And we know an opportunistic defense that can create turnovers just helps you, because turnovers are the biggest deciding factor in the game. Give me the Cowboys right now over the Eagles. I got to see more from the Eagles' young players. Can they fill the void that was created by some of the departures of the veterans on the front line?
You know, and I think if we're looking at defenses from week one that really impressed us, you know, I think obviously you're talking about, you know, what we saw from the Jets, the 49ers against the Steelers, obviously the Cowboys, you know, subject to this discussion against the Giants. Eagles sure are going to be in that conversation. You got to throw the Browns in there now too in the AFC based on what they did to Joe Burrow and Jim Schwartz now leading the way as a defensive coordinator. But I think we're going to learn a lot, you know, about both of those deep Cowboys and Jets, seeing them on that same field, watching that tape the next day after that 4:25 Eastern time matchup here week two. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of pressure on both of these quarterbacks, you know, Zach Wilson now for the Jets and Dak for the Cowboys. So I'm really kind of intrigued to see how both those guys handle it, because that is a tough task on both sides.
Yeah, no, I think these defenses are for real. And we've talked so much quarterbacks, offenses, and it looks like week one, maybe the bigger storyline is some of these teams that are stacked on the defensive side of the ball. The Cowboys definitely amongst that group. We're going to go from looking at things from a defensive team perspective. Let's narrow it down individually. And Buck, this is going to be right in your wheelhouse, because it's a guy that you see each and every week. And Josh Allen, it's not kind to say the other Josh Allen, but he's a lesser known Josh Allen, the edge rusher for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who had a big time week one, 3 sacks against the Indianapolis Colts. You know, what have you seen from him from when he came into the league, when he first got to Jacksonville, to where he is at this point in time?
Yeah, an ascending player. This is a player that is playing for a new contract, a guy that is very motivated, and he's taking advantage of the opportunities. The Jacksonville Jaguars need a premier pass rusher to emerge, and Josh Allen is looking like that guy. What happened against the Indianapolis Colts? Josh Allen got more opportunities. In previous years, there was a deep rotation, 8-9 guys coming in. He wouldn't get all of the snaps. Last week against the Indianapolis Colts, he and Trayvon Walker played nearly every passing down. And the extra opportunities, we saw Josh Allen take advantage of them. He hunted after Anthony Richardson. I love the energy. I love the relentlessness, the tenacity, the toughness. He did all those things. This is a guy who has been to a Pro Bowl as a pass rusher. He is determined to get back because he knows if he gets back, he gets paid. This guy, number 41 for the Jaguars, looks the part right now. He is off to a fast start for the 2023 campaign.
Yeah, and I'll shoot it over to Rhett here real quick, but this was a finesse, more of a finesse player coming out of college. It was all speed. It was all finesse. I'm seeing him get, you know, look, some of it maybe just growing into his man strength. He's getting physically stronger, but the effort is often the component that people forget about when it comes to pass rushers. You look at guys that have big numbers every year, you're going to find five or six sacks like the ones he had last week based on effort.
Yeah, I mean, that first one was, I mean, a triple time testament to that effort. I mean, you had the tight end chips him initially, and then you get the running back gets a piece of him on his way out of the backfield. And then the right tackle finally, you know, tries to get to him, but is too late just because that motor burns so hot and that speed is there, as you were talking about, the finesse piece to the game, and just continues to close and continues to close in on Anthony Richardson. And I think that's probably a lesson for the young quarterback, too. It's like, hey, you can't afford to hold the ball this long in this league. And so I think he'll get better for that. And Josh Allen, certainly a big piece of what the Jaguars want to do defensively. Cause you know, look, you can always win with that kind of effort. Obviously you want to win a little bit quicker if you can, but you'll take that effort every day.
Yeah. Not a bad start for the Jags and Josh Allen, big week one win. We'll see what they look like as we go throughout the season. All right, coming up next, we are going to look at the Thursday night matchup. It should be a good one, an intriguing matchup when you look at the Vikings going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. It's going to be a fun one. We'll dig into it right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Coming up Thursday night, we have a very interesting matchup. Two teams coming off different weeks here. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to be at home, coming off of a win over the New England Patriots. It wasn't the prettiest win, but they got it done on the road. They come home, and they're going to take on a Minnesota Vikings team. That, Buck, when you look at this Vikings team, offensively, yeah, it's great. They threw it all over the place. Justin Jefferson had his numbers. Kirk goes over 300 yards. But the run game was pretty much non-existent, and they couldn't find their way to the winner's circle against a Tampa Bay Bucs team led by Baker Mayfield. So it you don't use terms like must-win game in week two, but this should be a highly motivated Minnesota Vikings team going on the road in a short week that they have to look a little better, a little more well-rounded than what we saw week one.
No, a must-win game is appropriate right now. Everyone knows the stats. When you go 0-2, your chance of making playoffs are very, very slim. I mean, almost slim and none. And so this is one where Kirk Cousins and company, offensively, they got to get it going because they are the strength of the team. They need Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, this offense to play at a high level. Kevin O'Connell has to be in his bag, and he has to be in his bag, not necessarily for the passing game. They need to run the football. They moved on from Dalvin Cook, put a lot on Alexander Mattison, underperformed the first week. They need to run the football to balance it out. They also need to run the ball to protect their defense from unnecessary exposure. This is one where the offense for the Minnesota Vikings has to come through, and they got to come through in a big way.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you gotta get rid of the turnovers, especially in really difficult situations, right? They get a strip sack on Kirk Cousins deep in their own end zone, you know, inside their own 20. You give a short field to Baker Mayfield and the Bucs there, you know, helps out an offense that, you know, look, I don't know that we expected a ton out of them early on, but did enough to get the win. And then, you know, you throw a touchdown in the red zone on the other side and you're taking points off the board there. So you're giving points, you're taking points off the board. And then they had another fumble down, you know, right about the 25-yard line going in. So like they had some serious points taken off the board due to turnovers and then absolutely gave away some points. But you never want to turn the football over. You especially don't want to do it on either side, the plus or the minus 20-yard line. And I feel like if the Vikings can clean that up, we're probably talking about them winning this game this last week. And so you absolutely cannot afford those turnovers against a team like Philly, Beach.
Well, in honor of Monica from Friends, you know how many points the Minnesota Vikings scored against the Philadelphia Eagles when they played last year? 7. That was it. So they did not do well against this Eagles group. This Eagles defense is still in really good shape. I know we talked about Javon Hargrave, but man, Jalen Carter was awesome in week one. Depending on who you follow in terms of statistics, you know, 6, 7, 8 pressures. When you watch the cut-ups, he's winning consistently. So that pass rush against Kirk Cousins is going to be a problem for the Minnesota Vikings. You also look at Jalen Hurts, what he did in that meeting last year. No big deal. 26 of 31. For 333 yards. So they had some success through the air against the Minnesota Vikings last year as well. So for me, I'll get it back to you on this one, Buck, but the Minnesota Vikings, they better find a pass rush up front. That's going to be big for them on the defensive side of the ball, try and disrupt the rhythm and the timing of Jalen Hurts, which they did not do last year. And they sure as heck better run the ball, because if they drop back 40-plus times with no run game, Kirk Cousins is going to get hit early and often.
Yeah, he's going to get hit early and often. The one thing to think about is Bill Belichick kind of laid out the game plan for how the Minnesota Vikings could and should potentially play the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Flores certainly knows how to employ some of those similar tactics. Some of the stuff that the Patriots did to stymie Jalen Hurts was a lot of cover zero and cover zero shell looks. Look for the Minnesota Vikings to do some of that stuff, because those are staples of what Brian Flores has always done as a defensive coordinator.
And just from Philly's perspective, real quick, I know we talked about it on Monday a little bit about, you know, the run game for the Eagles and the usage of the running backs. You know, we didn't necessarily have a good feel for it coming in, and I feel like we're still kind of searching for it. Kenneth Gainwell obviously leading the way in touches for that group. DeAndre Swift, basically a ghost in the game plan in terms of touches within that offense. So how does that kind of manifest itself moving forward? And is it a week-to-week thing where, like, they feel like, you know, maybe against the Vikings, there's going to be some more opportunities for DeAndre Swift to find his place in this game plan? So I'm kind of really curious to see how Nick Sirianni and company continue to deploy the running backs.
Yeah, average under 4 yards a carry, something they need to get better at. And they have, with their offensive line, with their scheme, with the threat of Jalen as a runner that still exists, there's no reason for them not to be more productive on the ground in this one. So interesting game. See what the Eagles look like coming off kind of an ugly win. And then you've got Minnesota where they played terrible, but you know, they didn't find a way to win their ball game. So Thursday night, big game in the NFC. Who knows? These teams could see each other again down the road in the postseason, two teams that made the tournament last year. So looking forward to that one. Looking forward to a great week two of NFL action. A lot to live up to after an exciting week one, but we cannot wait for it here with Move the Sticks and our crew here. We appreciate you hanging with us. We'll be back again every single day. We've got content for you, so be on the lookout. We have you covered right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.